Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, your friend, another slice of hot pipe and news, as according to the Bespin Bulletin, Star Wars insiders themselves, various Star Wars games have got updated release dates, including Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 2, now coming later in 2022. It's scheduled for the fall. So we'll see how that stuff comes together. To throw in the other release dates, it is LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga is now penciled in for April/May 2022, and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic Remake is set for 2023. Now, the Bespin Bulletin update does say that COVID dates can always get in the way, or COVID itself can always get in the way, but hopefully maybe Jedi Fallen Order 2 will be here before Christmas.
Dude, this is very exciting to me. I did not know I needed Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 2 until I started seeing these news doing the round, because it comes in hot on the heels of a few more rumors from old Jeff Grubb himself, who apparently was saying to expect a Jedi Fallen Order 2 reveal before E3. So that's what everyone's kind of assumed, that's going to be around May. Obviously, May, a big month for Star Wars in general. Mm-hmm. It would link up to how these games have been revealed in the past. So the idea is we might be getting a reveal of this game as soon as May for a quick turnaround release at the end of 2022. And I don't know how you are on Star Wars right now, but my friend, I could do with some Star Wars games at the end of this year.
I think for me, I've always thought that Star Wars works better as games than movies, not to, like, right, you know, poop all over the achievements of those movies, but I just love wielding the lightsabers. I love doing the blaster fights. I love controlling those characters, arguably more than I love watching them do things. And I think, like you said, there's not been, you know, we had Battlefront 2 took a long time to resurrect itself. Jedi Fallen Order was solid. It was solid enough. I like Jedi Fallen Order, but I feel like it's sort of, it's not like an all-time great, it's just solid. I'm sort of like, okay, it was that game's last level was where I wanted a whole game to kick off. Like, you have access to all the powers by then, you're taking on a bunch of different enemies in a row, you're sort of comboing stuff together. I want that combat model fleshed out into something else, which I have to hope is what this one will start with. I really hope that, considering how much of a Metroid influence is in that game, they don't make it so that Cal gets stripped of his powers and has to reacquire stuff all over again. I hope we can just hit the ground running.
I fully agree. I think that's definitely what needs to happen, because, you know, like you said, I really like Jedi Fallen Order and it is solid, but it's very much kind of like the beginning. It's what we needed right then in a sea of multiplayer Star Wars games and a bunch of cancelled Star Wars games. We just needed something that could prove that a single player focused, kind of regular narrative driven Star Wars game could work. And it did come along and it proved that people bought it in droves. It exceeded EA's expectations. So with this next game, I want to see Respawn do what they usually do, and that's take an idea that they already had and just blow it up. You know, give us a proper big sequel that allows you to flesh out those Jedi abilities that you had by the end of the first game and those different lightsaber styles that you had at the end of the first game. It just kind of go nuts with it. You know, this is obviously alongside the story stuff as well, but just from a pure gameplay perspective.
That's the thing, to sort of fire it back at you, like, yeah, where are you on Star Wars? Because I feel like literally no one is talking about the Book of Boba Fett. Like, I watched that the other day, so I guess I'll see what's going on with it. But it's nowhere near the hype of Mandalorian, and maybe that's entirely because of Baby Yoda, but I feel like Star Wars overall as an IP has, like, just little things going on, and it doesn't really have, like, a big, you know, boom, oh my God, you must see this style thing, which I kind of assumed that Boba Fett would have, but no.
I mean, you know, for me, I haven't watched Boba Fett yet, but I was a fan of The Mandalorian. And it kind of feels like similar to Marvel, where that universe has become so big that it's fragmented into all of these different pieces. And we haven't had a marquee, you know, must-watch Star Wars thing, in my opinion, in a little while outside of The Mandalorian, really. There's a lot of shows, obviously, in the works. There's a lot of cool things upcoming. And I feel like we're in just kind of, like, obviously because of COVID as well, with a lot of things getting delayed, you know, whether that was release dates or productions. I think we are gearing up to something much bigger, because like I said, there is so much on the horizon. And for me, the gaming world is where my excitement is drawn to, because even the games that you mentioned there, you know, like the Skywalker Saga, the Knights of the Old Republic remake that's coming next year, Jedi Fallen Order 2, this is all on top of other things that have been announced, you know, whether it's kind of the questionable, like Star Wars and Eclipse from Quantic Dream, or the similarly questionable, like the Star Wars open world game from Ubisoft. There's a lot of things happening in the gaming space, and I want kind of this Respawn game to just be like, right, this is the bar. This is what everything else is going to be compared to going forward for this next wave. And I just hope that kind of comes true.
Well, that is the thing, because, yeah, when you think about it, where they are as a brand, like in the gaming space, like you said, there are so many potential projects coming up. Like, I mean, that the Ubisoft open world thing is just feels like a formula. It just feels like we kind of know what that's going to be to some degree in terms of what you'll be doing in terms of gameplay loops and stuff. There was Knights of the Old Republic getting mentioned a couple of days ago that it's going to have a God of War style combat system, if that leak is correct, and something more over the shoulder, which would put it closer to Jedi Fallen Order. But in terms of the character, I think that they need to flesh Cal out a little bit, maybe have the, I forget what you call the actor that plays him, but it felt like they got that guy in to cross
Cameron
him over
Monahan,
with other
I think
stuff.
He's called.
Cameron Monahan. And I feel like they got him in to cross him, you know, cross him over with other stuff. And obviously, time periods are going to dictate when he's available to drop into different shows and stuff. But I just feel like there's more they can do with Jedi Fallen Order overall. Like, it feels like it's a, like I said, it's a really cool little game with a really great build that has a massively satisfying payoff. And then they sort of dovetail into, you know, here's Darth Vader, here's a big crazy fight sequence, and here's this really more over-the-top final scene, which I really enjoyed. But I feel like it almost worked because of that ramp-up, and that makes it really enjoyable. But I just wonder what you do with the brand, like, whether it, you know, you have to almost fundamentally sever that build up to have your big action middle installment and kind of do a Force Unleashed all over again or something like that.
Yeah, where the game ended is like really fascinating, because like you said, you know, there's this whole entire world to explore now, and they've established the characters and you want to see them fleshed out. And your friend of mine, Ewan Patterson, did like a lot of videos on where Jedi Fallen Order could go next, which are definitely on the channel and you should check out. And for me, Cal as a character surprised me in the first game. Like, I didn't really expect much from the story. Like, that was the thing I was the most pessimistic about. I thought, well, it's Respawn, the gameplay is going to be solid, but I didn't know if I was going to get invested in this world. I didn't know if I was going to get invested in these characters. And by the time the end rolled around, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I want to see, you know, what happens to these people. I'm invested in their plight, and I want to see what comes next after you've established these mysteries. Just, yeah, I don't want it to be a kind of J.J. Abrams thing where the start is really good and tantalizing, but when it comes to answering those questions, things fall apart a little bit.
Yeah, that's, which is kind of, that is Star Wars thing right now. We're talking about like Star Wars brand identity right now. They could really do with a win, like a long form win, do a multiple installment thing that has more of a through line, that maybe has something that rewards people for sticking around over time, which obviously The Mandalorian did, but they could do with that on a bigger scale. And I guess you could argue whether or not something like a big AAA game is a bigger scale than a TV show. But I like the idea of them, you know, doing more of this, pushing it up, being more confident with regular Star Wars releases. Because the Star Wars Eclipse thing isn't going to be out for years. I'm sure there was something else that came out about that, saying that you know, it's going to be a whole multi-branching story thing that isn't going to be ready for ages. So we might as well have a bit of fun with Jedi Fallen Order in the meantime. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of a sequel to Jedi Fallen Order 2 and what you want to see in terms of gameplay and character and story and everything else going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.